You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Taylor.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride. No one, no horse, a hoof, I say. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way, big, big, yay. Oh, what fun it's a ride. No one, a horse, an open sleigh.
Well, we got lots coming up on the show here, folks. We just had a great conversation with Gavin McLeod. Many of you will remember him from The Love Boat, Captain Steubing, and Murray Slaughter from Mary Tyler Moore Show. And John Schneider as well. Great chat with him. He's such a good guy. You know him from Smallville. He played Superman's father. And, of course, the Duke Boys, the original Dukes of Hazzard. And he's heading up to take part in Chicago in New York. What an incredible musical that is, Chicago. You got to go see it. If you're making any arrangements, travel arrangements, planning on heading up to New York, John Schneider in the grand performance of Chicago. Later in the show, John Ratzenberger, Cliff Clavin, you remember him from Cheers, he's going to join us. But right now, one of the most amazing journey segments we had throughout the year was this lady. Chrissy spent a number of years in the porn industry and decided, I think it was last year or just before, about a year and a half maybe, to chuck it, to get out of it and return to the faith of her youth. And it was just, I mean, honestly, we have had more people, check this out, we've had more people come to our website searching for Chrissy, and they come to our website and find out her story. Isn't that amazing? That's so, so good to be able to share that kind of good stuff on the internet instead of the garbage. But today, the one and only Chrissy, thanks again for coming back and chatting with us. How has the year been, Chrissy?
It's been really, really amazing. Lots of new, you know, everything's just amazing, good, and I'm just very blessed.
Now, the whole year hasn't been amazing, though, right? I mean, it's pretty good right now, but it's been tough as well, would you not say?
Oh, yeah, it's been very, very, very hard, but through the hard times, you know, I realized how blessed I am, and, you know, and good things have come in the end, so.
That's amazing. That's great. Listen, for those who have never heard your story, can we just give a brief little synopsis of what happened in your life over the last couple of years and how you ended up coming back to the faith of your youth?
Okay, basically, I got into the porn business about, I guess now it's been 8 years ago, maybe. I was in the business for 6 years, I got out October 2006, and just rededicated my life to Christ. I was, you know, raised a Christian, and I, you know, lost a lot of my, I thought I lost all of my faith at one point, just through life, and just in the end, I mean, then, you know, I rededicated my life because I don't know, I just felt, you know, God calling me back to Him, and I just decided to leave that industry and to, you know, give my life to Christ, and, follow after Him.
And certainly not just in a snap of a finger. I mean, you didn't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I'd like to follow Christ again. I'd like to make Him Lord of my life. And the next day, you know, everything's peachy, right?
No, it took a lot. I was very, very stubborn. But, you know, like, just a lot of bad relationships and just not feeling loved by anybody, you know, kind of led me into the porn industry and to drug use. And I don't know. He worked on me for a while. I was in the adult porn industry. I had people emailing me saying they're praying for me here and there. And I guess, you know, God answered those prayers. And just one day somebody came to me and, you know, started talking to me about God, and it was 6 years after being in porn and, you know, not seeing anywhere near God at all. And I don't know, it just spoke to my heart, and I felt convicted, and I decided to change my life and to leave that business, which was very hard.
Sure. I mean, you know, the thing, I was chatting about this the other day with my wife, and we sort of said, boy, you know, it must have been tough for you to leave the materialism of it all and now live a life without that crazy income.
Yeah, it was very hard. You know, I just kind of, you know, told, you know, the people in the business I was done, and I was done. And, you know, I got called to do, you know, big shoots with big names, you know, in that business.
Yeah.
I always wanted, you know, thought, oh, if I work with this person, then I'll make more money. So all of a sudden, you know, I was very tempted, and I just stuck to it. I didn't do another shoot. I didn't take another paycheck, even though people are still making money off of me. I told them, I don't want the money. I want everything down. I want my website down. You know, of course, they're not going to do that without a legal battle, but, you know, I stuck to it. I didn't take any more money, and, you know, I started a new life outside of that.
Good for you. Good for you. Speaking of the legal battle, Chrissy, how are things progressing with eventually getting all of your material off the site?
Well, unfortunately, I've talked to a few different attorneys, and because I don't make enough money to really pay somebody, I've had a really hard time finding somebody that is just wants to do it, just to do it, and, you know, take the risk. So, I don't know what to do from this point. I've talked to several different people. Nobody wants to invest in it.
Hmm. So. Well, you know, we interviewed you early last year, I think, wasn't it? I can't remember. I'm trying to remember when it was. Yeah. And since then, we posted that interview on our website. Since then, your name is the number one name that people come to our website. I mean, we've had a lot of celebrities over our show, you know, over the last 5 years on our show. And your name is the number one name where people find our website. They go in, obviously, on the internet, and I would assume that they would know your name from the porn industry, and they're trying to look for porn. They're trying to look for shots of you or whatever. And they end up coming to our site and finding all these testimonies and all these people telling the truth about Christ and just cutting through the mustard of it all. And then they hear your story and your transformation. And I don't know, to me, that's kind of a cool thing. They're looking for one thing. They're getting something totally different.
Oh, I get tons of emails from people, and they say, I was searching your name and I found this interview on Drew Marshall's website. And they were like, they feel convicted, and they, you know, want to change. And I don't know, it's really amazing.
I know it always sounds cheesy when people don't know you say this kind of stuff, but after hearing your story, and it's still on our website, folks, if you want to listen to the whole story in its entirety, drewmarshall.ca. But after hearing your story and knowing the kind of garbage you went through, I mean, being chased by your boyfriend and being forced back into the car, and you tried to escape, and just the nonsense that came with your lifestyle, for you to be where you're at now, I am so absolutely proud of you, Chrissy.
Thank you. I'm very happy now. It's just so different. Life is so different, and I used to be a very more negative person. I mean, just everything has changed. I feel happy, you know, and I'm not negative, and, you know, not all the time, but things are just so much better, so much more peace.
Speaking of peace, there was a good chunk of time there where your sleep patterns were not the greatest. You were really being haunted by dreams and just having rotten sleeps, correct?
Oh, yeah. I had lots of horrible dreams. It's really crazy. Sometimes there was, like, demons in my dreams. It was really scary and everything, but, you know, I don't know. I couldn't sleep. I was getting 3-4 hours of sleep, maybe at the most. For months.
Hmm.
It was really, really awful. And, you know, I still, like, all this week I've had bad dreams. Dreams that I was dying all week, or somebody was trying to kill me. But, like, I handle it better now. I'm not, it used to just really shake me up, and now I don't know, I just wake up for a minute and then I just go back to sleep and, you know, I don't know, it's so different. I know how to deal with it more, you know, I know, no, nothing's going to harm me and I'm safe.
Yeah, you're starting to figure out who you really are in Christ.
Right, exactly.
You know, who can be against you when you've got God on your side, basically. That's kind of paraphrasing scripture, but yeah. Now, speaking of your spiritual life and moving forward, are you still involved with those couple of really great churches? What's going on with your church life these days?
I go mostly to Bel Air Presbyterian, and I'm still involved with that church. I go to the other one, Oasis, as well. But I go to Bel Air mostly right now.
Right.
But I do volunteer with a ministry called Treasures, and with my mentor, who she goes to Oasis, and that's where the ministry is, comes out of Oasis.
Tell us about that ministry, Treasures.
Well, basically, it's a ministry to reach out to the adult entertainment industry, and they go to strip clubs and bring gifts to the girls, lipsticks and little jewelry. And there's a card in each gift bag, and it says, "You are loved," and it has the ministry name on it. So it's not like we, going in and pressure the girls or anything. It's just, giving gifts, and they're very receptive to that. So.
That's neat. That's neat. And do you ever have, this is an odd question, Chrissy, but I remember when I was, I don't know, this might have been 20 years ago, there was a guy I knew, and I was asking another friend, I said, "Oh, whatever happened to so-and-so?" And they said, "Well, believe it or not, he's ministering to strippers. He goes into strip clubs and ministers to them." And I thought, well, that guy is far better than I am, because there's no way in the world I could ever handle doing something like that. And I would never recommend any male take on the ministry of going into strip clubs and working with strippers. You don't have any...
Yeah.
Do you have any men that work for Treasures?
Or There's no men.
No.
That's a tricky situation, because the girls, coming out of that business, the first of all, you have the guy, and, I don't think it's a great idea.
No.
Because the women, if they do change their life, they're looking to this guy for guidance, and they could just, be looking for, somebody to fall in love with and, rescue them.
Yeah.
And not in loose focus of what they're being ministered, about.
Exactly. Yeah. And what about work, Chrissy? How has that gone? Because, again, I can imagine, and you and I have chatted a couple of times over the last year, and I know, I remember one time I brought to our listeners your name and said, "Look, please pray for Chrissy, because it's been tough kind of getting back into the real world of work." It was tough, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It's incredibly hard. I don't remember when I talked to you the first time, I don't think I had a job at the time.
No.
But I did get a job. I was working in a criminal defense law firm. And I was like, why is God putting me here? I don't want to be somewhere that defends criminals. But then, I talked to some of my mentors, and they were like, well, God has a reason he put you there. Because, I searched for jobs for months and months and months. And nobody would even call me for an interview or hire me. I had a great resume, too. I didn't just have porn on my resume. And it was very well written. So I didn't know why this, came through for me. But I worked there for 6 months, and I learned how to kind of have compassion for people in a way, because I had to talk to these people on the phone all the time. And I'm like, well, I learned that you can't judge people either. And I'm like, what about all the people who judge me for being in, having the past of being in porn? It's not fair for me to judge somebody else, and I don't even know if, if they're guilty or not. So, anyway, that job, I worked there for 6 months, and it gave me an opportunity to talk to some of the people in the office about my life. And, there's still, a couple people that I keep in contact with. I did lose the job. I got fired. But that's fine. I didn't really want to be there anyway. But I did talk to some people in the office. I invited a lady to church. She went to church with me. The intern who worked there was not raised a Christian. He was 17 years old, and he was going into is actually in the military now, and he called me after I left the job, and he was like, can you pray for me? You know, and he doesn't even believe in God, and, you know, and he now he wants to come to church with me, and, you know, maybe that's why I was there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I got fired in the end, and this other girl, I trained her for one day. She's a Buddhist. I trained her for one day, and then the next day I got fired.
Oh.
And I keep in contact with her, though.
Good for you.
I just was like, well, you know, it's not her fault I got fired.
No.
They, you know, had their own reasons, which made no sense, but, you know, that's fine. So then I was unemployed again for, like, 3 or 4 months, and just barely getting by. God was still providing somehow. I don't even know how my bills were getting paid, actually. Just a miracle. But same time, I was eating a lot of ramen noodles.
Yes. The staple diet of every college student.
it's been really hard. But recently, in October, I got a new job. And that was, you know, I know God put me here for a reason. And I'm learning a new career, as a matter of fact.
Oh, what are you learning?
Financial advisory.
Good for you.
So my boss actually goes to my church, but I was referred to him. I never met him before. I was referred by another mutual friend. He had just lost his partner, assistant, and he needed somebody else to help out. And so, you know, I interviewed with them. I'm like, I knew nothing about financial advisory. If I knew that, I would have money. I wish I had known. So now I'm working really hard studying to get my life and health insurance license, and then I'm going to be getting my 6th and 63. I'll be working doing IRAs and 529 plans and all this stuff. I've been learning so much over the last 3 months.
Good for you.
A whole new language to me. I take my test, my first test on the 31st, and then also my boss is a jail chaplain. He works at the prison ministry twice a week. So I get to, kind of work behind the scenes. I organize the outreaches, and I visited the jails. I'm going to be visiting the women's prison. I visited the men's prison already, but I'm going to be visiting the women's prison with my mentor and a couple of people from Treasures who are going to come speak. So it's all been totally orchestrated by God. I know it. I know I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
What a great feeling that must be.
It is.
Yeah.
And my boss is just always there to encourage me. He knows my past. And, you know, there's days when I come in a little discouraged, and he's just like, you know, take it easy. Go read your Bible. You know, he's just very easygoing. And it's just he and I, and then, you know, he has some partners that he works with as well. But he's teaching me everything, and he's been very successful. So.
Yeah. That's tremendous. That is so good. Again, folks, we're on the phone with Chrissy, and many of you will remember Chrissy when she shared her story originally a number of months ago on our show this year. Of course, coming out of the porn industry for, I don't know how many years you were in it, but you became literally one of the biggest porn stars in this last decade, did you not?
Yeah, I think so. On the internet, I was very popular on the internet. Movies and magazines, not so much. But, you know, I had pretty good, you know, name on the internet. Not
sure.
A good name.
No. And let me, just before we let you go, and again, thanks again for allowing us to catch up with you. But I want to ask you some Christmas questions, okay?
Okay.
Growing up as a child, do you have any Christmas memories? I mean, there might be some garbage ones, but let's talk about some good ones.
Well, I guess, okay. When I was around 11 years old, I remember, because I always wanted to be a mom. I had so many baby dolls, even when I was that old. I remember, like, the last Christmas with my mom and dad together, and I had, like, 20 dolls, and I put them all out around the Christmas tree. They were my kids, and I opened presents with them. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
That's hilarious. What do you like, real or fake Christmas trees?
I like real because you can smell them, and it just smells like Christmas.
Yeah. What was your best, Chrissy, what was your best childhood Christmas present?
Well, I think it had to be...
It's probably a doll, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was a doll. A doll that I got from one of my uncles. I hardly ever saw him on Christmas. It was really weird that he bought me, like, the best gift. But it was one of the ones that's really tall that you can walk with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was so excited because it was so big.
Well, they might be the same height as you. Are you not about 5'2"? How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Christmas tune?
I don't know. I like so many of them. I like Oh Holy Night. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love a lot of, I don't even know which one, maybe that one.
What about the Christmas cartoons and the Christmas specials on TV?
Oh, I remember always watching the Charlie Brown one.
You know, I was just talking to John Schneider, and he said the same thing. Do you remember John from John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard and Smallville?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he said the same thing, that Charlie Brown Christmas one was the best.
Yeah, but I remember that one. And then, you know, Rudolph was one of my favorites, too.
Yeah. Rudolph and there was that elf who was the dentist that was with Rudolph, right?
And it wasn't really like a cartoon. It was like, whatever, clay or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a little weird. It was just, it was like a bad acid trip, really, to be quite honest. It was just, seriously, all those commercials. I mean, you know, compared to what we have today, those things are just, but that's what makes them unique, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Drew, let me tell you one more thing before you have to go.
Yeah.
I'm going home for Christmas.
Oh, to Florida?
Yeah.
Are you really?
The first time since maybe 6 years ago.
Oh, how?
I haven't been home at all.
That is going to be so weird.
Yeah, I'm excited, though.
Are you?
The newspaper out in Jacksonville ran my story as well, but I don't know what my family thinks of it yet, but I got a lot of emails from people I grew up with and worked around when I did work a regular job, so it's kind of crazy.
Just before we let you go, how can our people pray for you?
I guess just pray that I don't know, just for maybe just.
How about for good sleep and no bad dreams and stuff?
Good sleep and no bad dreams and less anxiety. That's one of the things I struggle with is anxiety.
Yeah.
But it's gotten less. It's gotten to be a lot less. But since I'm going to be doing jobs where I'm going to visit clients and try to, sell them, stuff. I'm telling you, lots of prayer because I'm very nervous about that.
Hmm. Well, when the nerves aren't there and the insecurities aren't there, every once in a while I get a glimpse of an amazing woman who has the capacity and the potential to really excel in whatever she does. And really, I think this is God starting to start, and I know it sounds like a cheesy Christian bumper sticker, but it's like God is really starting to really shine through you, and I think that's what we want to see happen in your life, more and more of that, because, you are going into a very interesting industry, starting from scratch, and those insecurities could really be something to hold you back, and I don't think you need that.
You're right.
Chrissy, Merry, Merry Christmas. I hope it goes so well for you, in Florida especially.
Merry Christmas to you too, Drew.
Good to chat with you again.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. What a good girl, huh? Good girl. Okay, what are we doing here? Oh, yeah, we're taking another break on the show. We got to take breaks every once in a while because we've got great people that advertise on our show. That's the only way anybody makes any money. It's the only way I put food on the table. Thank you for all these advertisers, those who have partnered with us over the last 5 years. Station, of course, doesn't exactly lay out the big coin here for me. They don't lay out any coin, but they let me come on to the show. Can you imagine a Christian station allowing a host like me, period? Way to go, Joy 1250. What are we doing? Oh, Taylor the Agnostic and Sabrina the Pagan will join us after our break. Remember our Five Churches experiment where I put an ad in the Toronto Star advertising for a pagan, an agnostic, an atheist, whatever, New Ager, somebody with very little church background. I was going to pay them, and I did do this. I paid them to come to 5 churches with me and then blog about their experience on our website, drewmarshall.ca. Fascinating reading, folks. Absolutely amazing reading. A blog is supposed to be stuff for me to put on there, but I don't know. I can't get around to that. So when we come back, Taylor the Agnostic and Sabrina the Pagan, and then Cliff Clavin
John Ratzenberger coming up on the Drew Marshall Show. We got tickets to give away to Irving Berlin's White Christmas and the Canadian premiere of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Whistle Down the Wind over at the Princess of Wales Theater here in Toronto. For anybody wanting to sponsor a child with compassion today, forget everything else. I'm pulling out all the stops. I will bribe you to call in and say, yes, I'll sponsor a child. And then later in the show, Candace Cameron Bure and Carrie Pomeroli, two of the craziest women I've ever met in my life. And then, of course, don't forget this, folks. We're giving away free advertising near the end of the show. Call in 905-338-1250. Tell us about your business, your charity, your ministry. We'll let you have some free time here in the show. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Merry Christmas.
Christmas lights are everywhere. The whole place is shining bright.